Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst of the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Peter Kendrick, president for Columbus Gold. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is CGT. Thanks for joining us today, Peter.
Well, thanks for having me, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Columbus Gold for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Well, Columbus Gold has been primarily in Nevada for the last many years, where right now we have about 22 projects, and we've been slowly trying to move those forward. And then very recently, we got involved in a project in French Guiana called the Paul Isnard Project, and that was some recent news that came out that I think the market was very excited about. This project has 2 million ounces defined already on it, and we plan to take it and move it forward and then continue to move our Nevada assets forward also.
Well, great. And so bring us up to speed on the recent extension of the agreement with Cordex for continued exploration in Nevada.
Okay. Well, Cordex, they are a group of amazing explorationist geologists that we work with, and we've had contract with them for many years to do our exploration there in Nevada. And, you know, signing another year on with them just shows the market that we're serious in Nevada. We've got pretty much the best team you can find to work for us there, and we've announced just recently that next year we're going to put a lot of effort there on 11 different properties we're planning to drill. It's almost 100,000 feet of drilling, and Cordex are the guys that are going to make it happen for us.
Well, great. Sounds good. And so walk us through some of the company's projects here. You have some drilling that you're starting to commence at 11 of the projects.
Yeah. Okay. Well, some of our projects that we'll be starting on early next year. One of them is called Weepaw, and it's a property that's in the Walker Lane Gold Trend, which is a trend that's got all kinds of famous mines that are producing right now, and we think we're very strategically located to try to pick up something. It was a historical mining camp, and it had some interesting production come out of it, but we did some work there. We had some good grades of like 10.3 grams per ton, just doing some basic soil sampling and outcrop work. So we're enthusiastic to do a 10,000 foot drill program on that. We plan to start it in January. And then some of our, we've got a project called Summit, and it is located, I'm sure the listeners are familiar with Long Canyon Project. That's something that AUEX now, Renaissance and Frontier have been drilling on and have had some impressive results on, and we're their neighbors. We've got a block that's just north of them and another block just south of them, and we're right along trend with the deposit that they've been drilling out. So next year our joint venture partner Agnico Eagle will be doing some drilling there, so we're looking forward to see what comes out of that. Those are just a few of the 11 projects we'll be working on.
Well, great. And you also had the recent acquisition of Paul Isnard, which is a other gold play in French Guinea.
Yeah. Now, this is probably, I think right now, is one of the things that's really been moving our stock. The day we announced this, we were at 28.5 cents. And I think today, last I looked, we were around 82 cents. I think that the reason the market's reacting to that is because you know, it's a 2 million ounce deposit. It's open at depth and in every direction. And, you know, it looks like something that could bring a lot of value to the company. Our plans are to drill it the next few years with the intention to try to grow the size of the resource. And as we go along, we'll start to do some more studies on the economics of the project itself there in French Guiana. but we're very excited about it. It's huge. It's a company changer, as anyone can imagine. And we want the market to know that we'll be very busy with that, but it will not change our efforts in Nevada either. So both places, we're going to be going hard next year.
Certainly. And so as far as the way that the company operates within the sector, are alliances, joint ventures, and strategic partnerships an important part of the business model, Peter?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in Nevada, one of our goals is to find partners that they know the state really well. They know how to operate there. They have great exploration teams, and basically, you know, they know how to make things happen. And so we, you know, we'll pick up properties that look like they've got great potential. A lot of times it's based on, is it in a well-known trend in Nevada? Is it near a large producing mine? Because when you know you're in the right neighborhood, then, you know, your probabilities go way up that you're going to find something. And then you find the right team that knows what they're doing. So we have so many properties that we couldn't possibly advance everything on our own unless, you know, we took 5-10 years to do it. So we like the idea to bring in a partner. That way we're moving many, many properties all at once further along down the pipeline, trying to make a discovery for our shareholders.
Well, great. And obviously right now gold has made a pretty big climb. And so can you talk to us, give us your take here on some of the trends in your sector right now, and how well positioned Columbus Gold is to capitalize on them?
Well, you know, we, as long as much as a lot of other people, believe that gold is going to stay strong for quite a while to come. And so, you know, based on that, for example, this Paul Isnard project is something that we feel is only going to increase in value overall thanks to the gold price, and it's going to make our ability to explore that much easier. We're trying to position ourselves in places that, like Nevada, is a very well established place to explore, and I think the gold price is something that everyone is starting to really feel like it's got some good potential to stay where it is and keep growing for a lot of years.
Certainly. And so what would you say makes CGT unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, really, you know, I think for the most part, it's that life cycle of a mine that a lot of investors like to study, where you've got a discovery phase, and that's where you'll see a lot of growth in a company's stock share price. And right now, that's where we're positioned. We're with the Paul Isnard project. So, you know, it is what's, I think, is going to bring a lot of value to the company in this following year as we work towards growing the size of that deposit and move up the graph in that life cycle. You know, eventually, you when you start to move into the building phase and then the production phase, then you move up higher into the valuation of any company. But this discovery time, which is in the next 1 to 2 years, I think we're going to see a lot of growth in our company. And then all the Nevada projects is really, it's icing on the cake, because any one of those could just overnight turn into something equally as exciting.
Great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Peter, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Well, yeah, sure. You know, I've been in the industry now for about 20 years and spent the last 5 in junior gold exploration companies. And some of the companies that I worked for in the past are companies like Placer Dome and Oro Gold and Oro Silver. And so I've got a lot of experience in that area. And then on the side of that, I was working in real estate, running my own company for about 5 years. So some experience in there. My background is basically mining and geophysical engineering. I've got an MBA. Some of our other guys in the company, Robert Giustra, who's our CEO, he has been engaged in creating and financing and developing a lot of companies since, I think, the early 90s. And he is also a director of Empire Mining Corporation and Columbus Silver. A few of our other guys, Gil Asman, he's another director, and he's a mining executive who's been in the industry for a long time, and he's helped raise a lot of money for mines worldwide. And he was a fund manager with U.S. Global Investors. And then John Gustafson, he's another director of ours, who was he worked for Homestake, where he was VP of exploration. So, you know, we've got a team with a lot of experience who've been in the industry a long time. Our network goes wide and far, and it just helps us with our daily business and our potential success.
Certainly. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year? I know you mentioned some of the drilling.
Well, you know, in Nevada, our goal is to try to do 100,000 feet of drilling next year on 11 properties ourselves, along with our joint venture partners. And, you know, we feel that we are certain to get something that looks exciting just in that program. And then as far as down on the Paul Isner project in French Guiana, our goal there is to start some serious drill programs, see how far we can get. We have a commitment to spend at least $2 million there next year. We feel confident that we'll spend a lot more than that, because most likely we'll just get the drills turning and just keep them going. The second year, we have a commitment to spend $5 million. So we're going to be busy down there, and our goals are to do our best to grow that property as quickly and professionally as we can.
Sounds good. And so when it comes to investors and the financial community, Peter, do you believe that the Columbus Gold story, your message, and ultimately the company's full upside are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't think – I think we're just getting started there. You know, the bad market a few years ago in the end of 08, beginning of 09 – was a time that Columbus Gold was focusing on grassroots work, on getting all our ducks in a row to really go after it when it made more sense to spend the kind of money you need in drilling. And we're at that place now. So right now is a wonderful time to get involved with the company, because we are, I kind of feel like we're at the starting gate, and we're going to be out running hard next year, and there's going to be a lot of good news flow coming out of the company, and, you know, I think it's going to be a good place to be.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Peter Kendrick, president for Columbus Gold. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is CGT. Currently trading at 82 cents a share. The market cap is north of 25 million. And so before we conclude, Peter, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider Columbus Gold as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think the investors are going to see our company grow a resource over the next 2 years in a significant way, and then there in French Guiana, and at the same time watch a lot of projects have some good potential to grow in Nevada also. So getting in now is a good time to be able to grow with the company.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth, as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Peter, and update our investors on Columbus Gold.
Well, it was a pleasure to talk with you, Juan. Thank you.